There are chumrais, bekatshe bedek habayis, that katshe mizbeach doesn't have. Yes, bekatshe bedek habayis, certain chumrais are negay only to katshe bedek habayis. Again, katshe bedek habayis means, for example, a magdish, a behemoth that has a mum. It had a mum before I was magdish. It was never intended for the mizbeach. It was intended that whatever the value is of this animal can be used by hegdish. But Kachim Bedek Abayis has chumras, ma she'ein b'Kachim Mizbeach, that Kachim Mizbeach doesn't have. First, she'stam hegdash, is l'Bedek Abayis, if I'm magdish something plain, unless specified that it's for a carbon on the Mizbeach, the understanding is that it is l'Bedek Abayis. Let me ask you something. So, let's say I take a sheep that doesn't have a mum, and I say hegdash. Does that mean it goes l'Bedek Abayis? Not for the Mizbeach? Not everybody holds that way, but Rabbi Eliezer does. Maybe you remember a Mishnah in Masech Teshkalim, Perik Dalid Mishnah Zayin. And this Mishnah goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. That even a behemoth that's Roy, the Mizbeach, if you don't specify what type of Hegdish, it goes Lebedek Abayis. The Pasuk says, Kodesh Lashem. Kodesh Lashem means for Bedek Abayis. Another Chumah that Bedek Abayis has is that Hegdish Bedek Abayis Chal al HaKoil. The Kedusha of Bedek Abayis can take effect on anything. Behemoth Tmeyos, you can be Magdish a horse. The value of that horse belongs to Hegdish. You can be Magdish stones. The value of those stones belong to Hegdish. There are no limitations. Anything that has value becomes Kachay Bedek Abayis. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Umay Alin Bigduleyen. The Din Me'ila, which is the Halachais of someone who uses Hegdish by mistake, where he has to bring a carbon and be myself a chaymish, that applies even to Giduleyan, which grows from them. L'mashal. If I am Magdish an animal for Bedek Abayis, I can't use its milk. If I'm Magdish a chicken, I can't use its egg. Mashenke by Kachim is Beach, where the milk of Hegdish animals, or the eggs, let's say, of Hegdish birds, not supposed to have hana from it. But you're not over mi'ila. It's not subject to the halachis of mi'ila. Furthermore, ve'ein b'hem ano l'kayhanim. When it comes to kachay bedek abayis, there's no benefit for the kayhan. But by kachay mizbeach, explains the batanura, by some karbanis the kayhanim get the basar. Even by a carbon oil that is completely burnt on the mizbeach, they get the skin. But by kachay bedek abayis, if you're magdish a horse, the whole value of the horse goes to Hegdish. Absolutely nothing goes to the Kayan. So, chazring over the Sechta Smura Perig Zayim Mishnah Beis, now the Chumrais of Kachay Bedek Habayis, Stam Hegdeshais, without saying for what, it goes LeBedek Habayis. The Hegdish of Bedek Habayis is Chal on anything. You could be Magdish your pen, you could be Magdish a clock, anything that has value. A Behemah Tmeya. If you're Magdish a Behemah for Bedek Habayis, the Halachis of Mi'ilah apply to what comes out of it, like its milk or eggs. And by Kachay Bedek Abayis, there never is any hana that goes to the kayhanim, unlike by karbanis, where either the basar or the skin would go to the kayhan. Now, maybe you're going to ask me a kasha from Masech to Shkolim. What happens if I take a behemoth that's roi l'mizbeach? I take a sheep, unblemished, and I say, for Bedek Abayis. According to some shitas, you can't do that. If it's roi l'mizbeach, it goes l'mizbeach. But our Mishnah goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, maybe you remember, from the Sechta Shkolim, who says